This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. High heat and a lack of rain have taken a big toll on Missouri corn and soybean crops, with nearly half of both reported in poor to very poor condition. The National Agricultural Statistics Service also says 97% of the state's topsoils either very short or short on moisture, with only 3% adequate. The service says last week's temperatures were 3 to 6 degrees above average in the southeast part of the state and 6 to 11 degrees above average elsewhere. Corn condition was 19% very poor, 29% poor, 34% fair, 17% good, and only 1% excellent. The percentages for soybeans were nearly the same. Governor Jay Nixon has signed legislation offering job training incentives for military veterans returning to the private sector. The legislation enacted yesterday allows employers to be reimbursed for half the wages paid to military veterans during and on the job training period. Lawmakers who backed the measure say it taps into federal money to offset part of the job training costs. The new law replaces a 2006 state initiative called the Hero at Home program that was intended to provide job training and other aid to National Guard and Reserve members. Nixon's administration says the new program expands benefits to people whose military service recently ended. Members of the Occupy Missouri movement have wrapped up a three-day gathering in Columbia. KBIA's Robert Abel caught up with some of the occupiers at the weekend event.
Despite the heat, a group of about 10 protesters and activists came prepared with food and water to Columbia City Hall. David Dollins is a retired janitor who calls himself a career activist who has been protesting the lack of jobs and wealth disparities.
If they don't have no job, they don't have no nothing. Well, it's got to change. You got 10% in America that's getting all the money.
Protester Stephen Gilmore wore the V for Vendetta mask while protesting. He came not only to protest, but also to network.
This is a way to get out of the bubble, right? This is a way to like get out here. And for me, it's a way to get out here and meet other people and see what other people are thinking around her locally. But for Occupy in general, I mean, what it's caused the most of is just educating people on the income inequality of America.
Some of the activists, like Paul Searles, have been protesting for social reform for over 10 years, and Occupy has become one of his biggest priorities.
We want there to be limits on how much First Amendment power money can buy. Because we got the best politicians money can buy, and that's very good if you're rich and very bad if you're poor.
Robert Abel, KBIA News.
A few from the group plan to head directly from Columbia to Philadelphia for a national gathering. An event on Independence Mall runs through July 4th and is expected to draw about 1,500 protesters. Missouri residents now have more access to information about disciplinary actions against attorneys under investigation for misconduct. A state Supreme Court order that took effect on Sunday grants public access to misconduct cases when the State Office of Chief Disciplinary Counsel files a disciplinary charge with an advisory panel, but only after the attorneys responded. Previously, public access was allowed only when the matter rose all the way to the state Supreme Court, which oversees attorney discipline in the state. Missouri also is developing rules to let citizens attend attorney disciplinary hearings or review hearing transcripts. 40 other states have similar rules. The state's Legal Ethics Council released the names of 28 attorneys with pending disciplinary hearings yesterday. The list can be found at mo-legal-ethics.org.
Officials are expecting arson caused the fire that burned about 620 acres of the Mark Twain National Forest. The U.S. Forest Service announced yesterday that law enforcement is taking a closer look at what caused the blaze that was sparked Thursday in southeastern Missouri's Iron County. Crews say they currently have the fire surrounded and the blaze should be fully controlled within a few days. The Columbia Fire Department has kept busy as well. Since Friday, the department has responded to 9 brush or grass fires, and several were caused by fireworks. Fire department officials say with the extremely dry and hot conditions, any kind of spark or flame can cause a fire to grow out of control quickly. And the Columbia Fire Department will have to deal with this busy stretch without their battalion chief. After 22 years, the department bid farewell to Stephen Sapp last week. KBIA's Abby Spudick has more.
More than 40 people came to City Hall to honor Battalion Chief Stephen Sapp for his 22 years of service in the department. Fire Chief Charles Witt presented a shadow box full of memorabilia to Sapp on the behalf of the department. He said it will be hard to see Sapp go.
Somebody that has the quality of work and has the institutional knowledge. He's been here since 89, so he's established a number of relationships and had a lot of positive things, that milestones to say that he's accomplished in his career.
Sapp said the decision to leave the department was bittersweet, but it was time for someone else to take on the role.
These guys coming up below me are brighter and smarter than me, and they're going to do a great job.
One of the guys coming up behind him is Brad Frazier. He's being promoted from his job as fire lieutenant to fill Sapp's shoes.
He's been kind of a pioneer for the Columbia Fire Department. He's done a lot of really positive things, instituted a lot of great programs. And again, it's going to be a big challenge, but I'm looking forward to it.
Even though Sapp's retired from the fire department, his work in the city isn't over yet. After 1 week of retirement, he's going back to work in public information for the Public Works Department. Abby Spudick, KBIA News.
A newly released audit says Missouri economic development officials projected more jobs than the department actually delivered through one of the state's main job incentive programs. Auditor Tom Schweik says the Quality Jobs Program overstated the amount of jobs created and money invested in the program. The Department of Economic Development rejected nearly all of Schweik's claims in a written response. The department says the original figures were merely good faith estimates by the companies, but strives to provide accurate information on what actually happens. The Missouri Treasurer's Office says it returned a record amount of lost property to people in the fiscal year 2012. Treasurer Clint Zweifel says his unclaimed property division returned $38.2 million worth of items to 130,000 Missourians during the state fiscal year that ended Saturday. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.